choice of route. Between the high-fenced railroad tracks and the Haw-Haw River, you could only walk or drive on Winkle Road. This meant that all the walking dead from east of the school had to pass along the road at roughly the same time, and they began to bunch up and greet each other and talk and all those other things that brain-sucking high school students do. Except Ezekiel. At least 20 yards ahead of him and 20 yards behind him, there was nobody. If it looked to the kids ahead of him like he might be catching up, they'd cross the street. And since they usually made it a point to glare at him as they did it, he could not chalk it up to coincidence, you narcissistic bonehead, as Dad suggested when this all began back in fifth grade. They've all forgotten, so let it go, Dad said. Dad declared with utter certitude so many false things that Ezekiel had stopped trying to point out that since Dad had never seen how they treated Ezekiel, perhaps Ezekiel was the world's foremost expert on Ezekiel Bliss's continuing pariah status, and Dad might temper his conclusions in light of the data he received from the world's foremost expert. As Dad always said, an expert is just an idiot who used to be pert. On Monday of week 3 of the Eighth Circle of Hell, short grade school girl stepped out just before he reached her lurking spot and fell into step beside him. That lasted about 4 seconds, because Ezekiel picked up his pace and she was immediately left behind. And about 10 seconds later, here she was again, only now she was jogging.
"I'm actually a pretty good long-distance runner," she said. "And there's almost nothing in my backpack because I do all my homework in the library at school before I walk home. So unless you run, which will make you sweaty and stinky, I can keep up this pace the whole way there."
"Thanks for the warning," said Ezekiel. He realized at once that this was a mistake. By answering her, he had turned this into a conversation. Why couldn't she have been silent like the rest of the walking dead?
"I have one question," she said.
"The answer is buzz off," said Ezekiel.
"Are you really a thief?"
He lengthened his stride until he was loping. Again he left her behind. And again, only a few seconds later, she was beside him, flat out running.
"Everybody says you're a thief, and that's why they won't have anything to do with you. Is it true?"
"Yes," he said.
"That was a lie," she said.
"It's true that everybody says I'm a thief, and that's why they won't have anything to do with me.
But are they right? Are you a thief?"
Ezekiel abruptly stopped loping and settled down to a normal walking pace. Short grade school girl slowed down too, and was soon beside him again. She was the first kid who had actually asked him to his face, and so she had earned an answer. "I never stole anything in my life," said Ezekiel.
"Okay, that's the truth," she said. "And it's kind of what I figured, because if everybody says something, it's almost always wrong."
"You must have real trouble with gravity."
"Everybody talks about gravity, but nobody knows what it is or how it works, so it's just an empty word."
"I don't talk about gravity," said Ezekiel.
"Because you don't talk to anybody about anything," said short grade school girl. "I hope you didn't mind my asking you about that."
Ezekiel didn't answer.
"Okay, you do mind. You think I was incredibly rude to just blurt it out."
Ezekiel shook his head.
He hated it when people assumed they knew what he was thinking, especially when they got it completely wrong. "Yeah, okay. I think I was incredibly rude to blurt it out, too. But tell me this, Mr. Manners. How else was I going to find out the truth except by asking the world's foremost expert on whether Ezekiel Bliss is a thief or not?"
World's foremost expert. The very words Ezekiel had used the last time he bothered having an argument with his father. Was he happy that he and short grade school girl talked alike? That would take some thought. Though he was unlikely to be able to have any thoughts until she stopped talking.
"Wouldn't you rather have me ask you," she said, "than listen to what the idiots are saying?"
"Why do you care whether I'm a thief or not?"
"Because I don't own much, but if I lose any of it, I can't afford to replace it. So if I'm going to walk to school with you, I had to know if I was in danger of you stealing from me."
"Don't walk to school with me."
"You don't own the road."
"I like to walk alone."
"You've already explained that to everybody else, and that's why they clear the road for you. The walking dead can cross the street to avoid me or not. Since they don't exist, I don't care what they do."
"The walking dead," said short grade school girl.
"I like that. Much better to call them the walking dead than idiots."
"Are you stupid or what?" asked Ezekiel.
"Hard choice, but I'll take what," she answered.
"You know that I'm